Well, today we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2022 at Riverside High School, and we have McKenna and McKenna with us today. We're going to start with...
I'm McKenna Sick.
McKenna, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Aaron and Lori Sick, and I've grown up around Carson, and my dad is an agronomist in the area.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your coursework and things. What kind of classes have you enjoyed here at Riverside?
The classes I've really enjoyed actually were my ag classes. I'm planning to go into the ag field to study, and so those have really pushed me in the right direction with being involved in FFA and having my own entrepreneurship company.
You already have plenty of plans put together,
yeah.
Don't you? Very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that you really kind of enjoyed that kind of pushed you in the right direction?
Mr. Johansson, when he was teaching ag, has definitely pushed me in the right direction and how to better myself and to excel in what I want to do. And then Ms. Wallen, even though it's her first year, she has really had a major impact on my life, so I'm very thankful for what she has done for me.
Okay, very good. Have you had a chance to try some other things here in school then as well, some extracurricular or other type of activities?
I've been able to be involved in FFA. I was involved in FFA all 4 years. Through FFA, I've been able to do other more competitions than what we've previously been able to do. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just qualified for state in the job interview.
Awesome.
Competition. It's the hardest competition there is, and I got a bronze up at state, but being able to qualify is a huge success.
So this interview is probably pretty easy then.
Oh, yeah. This is easy for me.
This is a piece of cake. Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, talk a little bit about down the road for you. What's next for you this fall?
This fall, I am planning to attend South Dakota State University and major in animal science with an emphasis in swine.
Okay. Well, I heard FFA, and now I'm hearing animal sciences and things like that. Did you kind of have an idea early on, like a long time ago, where your path might be headed?
Pretty much in fourth grade when I first got my first show pigs to show at the county level, I knew like from there, hey, I've always been an animal lover when I was younger, so I knew growing up I'd do something within the animal industry, within the livestock industry. So.
Now, is that something that your folks kind of pushed you toward, or just you seeing what, you know, what's going on around you, or is this something you've chosen on your own?
So my dad prefers to have nothing to do with livestock. He's an agronomist, so he'd rather stick with the plant side of things. Uh-huh. But my neighbors are the ones who got me into showing pigs, and so after that, I've started my own little entrepreneurship company with my little sisters, who I'm able to pass my business down to them when I graduate.
Very good. Being able to help the next generation. Awesome. Well, do you have long-term plans? Where do you see yourself down the road? I mean, it could be physically. Do you see yourself maybe back here in this area? Do you want to expand someplace else? You know, what do you see yourself doing down the road?
Down the road, I definitely see myself either being a swine vet or working within the swine industry. Location-wise, I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I've always been one who likes to travel and, like, go out of state, like, my favorite state to probably go to is Wyoming. We go out there and we do extracurricular stuff out there. And so being able to do that and me learning that there is big swine barns out there, it's majorly got my interest. So.
Well, that's one of the sometimes mistakes I see young people will make is that they'll be so attached to home that they're afraid to really go outside mm-hmm. their comfort zone and go a few states over to take that first job, not understanding that the first job doesn't have to be your last job. You can always work your way back. That doesn't bother you at all.
Nope, I'm used to being away from home. I mean, going on many FFA trips to Indianapolis and just going on other trips and vacations, I've learned I don't always need to be home. I can plant my roots somewhere else, I guess.
Sure. So has FFA been a big part of this journey for you here in high school?
FFA and 4-H have both been a major part of who I am in high school. It's taught me a lot, and I learned many new aspects of the ag industry, and I've met many new people along the way.
Very good. Yeah, you mentioned you've gone to conventions, national convention
yep.
things through FFA. So if I look through your contact list on your phone, would I see several folks in there that maybe you've met that aren't necessarily from around these parts?
Yeah, you definitely would. A lot of other big names in the industries, too, where I buy pigs from and people who have helped me along the way.
So you've already started networking.
Oh, yeah, I've already started. Yep, I've already started reaching out.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. You've blown through this 4 years, and it has blown by fast.
Yeah.
It always does. It's been a little odd. with all the things that have gone on during that time. But now that you've had a chance to experience probably some of the the toughest times through your 4 years in high school, what advice would you give those eighth graders coming in?
I say be active in everything you can. Try something new. I mean, I'm not saying just FFA, but I'm using it for example here. A lot of kids who aren't necessarily from farms have started becoming involved in FFA, and they've learned that they love it, so they're getting really active in it. So you just get your work done on time and be as active as you can within the school.
All right. Well, very good. Sounds like you have. McKenna, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's McKenna, and this is McKenna.
Hi, I'm McKenna Rose. My family is Carrie and Dave Rose. They both work for the city of Oakland.
Okay. Well, McKenna, let's talk a little bit about your experience here. What classes did you enjoy?
My science classes. I've really enjoyed those type of classes.
Okay. Is that something that's always been of interest to you?
Basically, yes. Almost all of my years of school, I've always been in a science class I've enjoyed.
So would you call yourself a STEM kid?
I would, yeah.
Okay. Do you enjoy those kinds of things even outside of school? Do you enjoy, like, when you get an opportunity to, I don't know if they do STEM camps or things like that in different areas, but do you get a chance to try some of those types of things?
Yes. My mom actually works at the library, and she has the STEM people come there, so I'll come help her with all that stuff teach the kids some things.
Sure. Is that something you've always just been interested in, or is there something that opened your eyes to it?
I've kind of always been interested in that type of things.
Talk a little bit about teachers. What teachers did you enjoy?
My favorite teacher is Miss Allen. She's always, like, helped and pushed me to further what I wanted to do.
Okay. And what does she teach?
She teaches the business classes, like accounting and computer lit and stuff like those.
Okay. Very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I have been in student council for all 4 years of high school, and I am in National Honor Society, so we do stuff along those lines.
Okay. Leadership, is that kind of a thing for you? Do you like getting out front?
I do like getting out front on some things, but I'm also more of like a little bit of a follower-ish. But I will like be a leader in certain situations. If I have to be, I will.
Sure. Do you feel like you work well in group settings then? I suppose if you're on, like, student council, you kind of have to be, don't you?
Yeah, I work really well in group settings.
Okay, very good. So problem solving, all those kinds of things, they just come kind of natural for you. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other things that you've had in going on here. You've been trying to figure out your future as well. What's down the road for you?
In the fall, I plan to attend Iowa Western for their pre-dental. So I'll be there for how long, and then I'll transfer to probably Creighton to finish out my dental.
Okay. How long have you been interested in that field?
That is more like a recent thing. I used to want to do like physical therapy because it's both are helping people, but recently I've been more into like the dental aspects of it, like researching and stuff about that stuff.
Sure. Do you know someone who's in that field, or is there someone who's kind of pushed you in that direction?
Not really. I just, like, when I go get my teeth cleaned, I have really good dentists, so they have, like, kind of pushed me to do it.
You feel like you have the skills, and then you've had positive experiences?
Yes.
Positive experiences with the dentist?
Yeah.
It can happen, right? All right. Well, talk a little bit about down the road for you, then. Where do you see yourself a little further, maybe 10 years from now?
I hope to be out of state somewhere to, like, practice dentistry somewhere, maybe be a dental hygienist, and then or become a dentist someday throughout the years along the road, hopefully out of state.
Sure. So packing up and moving on doesn't bother you a bit?
It bothers me a little bit, but it's natural. Like, it's something I'm okay with doing.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then, too. What would you want to tell them? Because just like McKenna over here, McKenna this side has also had an interesting path through their 4 years. You guys got interrupted right in the middle of your 4 years, and it's been kind of strange. But hopefully things are all normal from here on out. What would you want to tell those eighth graders?
Do not procrastinate. I did that a lot. I'm still doing it, and it's not going to get me anywhere. Like, get your work done on time. It's nice to, like, have that extra free time to fix your work if you needed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as mentioned, I'll let you be the spokesperson for this because it has been a weird 4 years. You guys didn't get the normal experience mm-hmm. that most folks would get, the, you know, an uninterrupted experience. What do you think that's left you with? I mean, do you feel like you've just had another challenge you've had to overcome? How do you view it?
I see it as like another challenge I've overcome, like throughout the the pandemic. I started like my first job and like started doing stuff like that while still like trying to get some schoolwork done to like still be active in the school.
Yeah, it wasn't always easy. It may have been different, but it wasn't always easy, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's McKenna Rose and McKenna Sick. They are two of the tops of the class of 2022 at Riverside High School.